I am Abraham Lovu Mawere, and I'm an indigenous farmer, qualified.
If that was hard to catch, that was Abraham Nlovu, and he's an indigenous farmer, qualified. He's touring California with his research partner, Ken Wilson. When Ken is not in Zimbabwe, he's directing the Christensen Fund, a private foundation in San Francisco focused on preserving biocultural diversity.
And so he's been over here the last several months working on the analysis of nearly 30 years of data.
He's visiting local growers, swapping stories, exchanging research experience, and brainstorming farming solutions. He's giving talks about how to do agricultural research in indigenous areas. The information Abraham and Ken have gathered reveals the importance of doing local research, they say, because problems in agriculture vary widely from place to place.
Many of those problems turn out not to be kind of simple, one-size-fits-all technical issues that can be conceived and solved far away.
Zimbabwe in the 1980s saw a big push from the development community to simplify and expand towards growing a monoculture of maize as a cash crop. But the land was too dry and the soil too delicate for that approach to last.
And so over the last, you know, sort of 30 years of the consequences of that, we've been exploring how that system broke down and how people instead had to innovate around managing soil and water and a much more diverse set of crops, mainly indigenous crops, and very complex ways of maintaining soil structure and fertility. What emerges after 30 years, despite all these millions of dollars spent on promoting modern agriculture, what emerges is that most of the productive innovations turn out to be those developed by local farmers.
They spoke of one farmer, Mr. Piri, who is locally famous for creatively capturing water by shaping the earth around his farm. Mr. Piri manages this through a kind of micro-catchment system. He knows, when it rains, where the water tends to run most heavily. So he's dug extensive swales, ridges of earth,
which capture and direct water to encourage infiltration, because in this area, most of the rain in the year falls in maybe half a dozen or a dozen huge rainstorms.
Though Mr. Piri is working a world away, one of our local farmers is doing something very similar.
Yeah, I saw a man who is just like Mr. Piri.
The way they talk is even the same.
Poetry and enthusiasm and passion that so inspires people in Zimbabwe. Brock is inspiring people similarly here and around the world.
They're speaking about Brock Dolman, director of the Water Institute at the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center. Dolman manages water so that no surface or groundwater is needed throughout the year, only a pond that stores winter runoff.
The fun part is that gravity works here just like it does in Africa, and water flows downhill, and contours are the same, and forms and functions that we're both working with are universal.
When Abraham returns home at the end of this month, he'll be back on the savannah. The area formerly had lions and leopards. However, now they're mostly domestic animals. He says the area is adapting well to the new local solutions, relying less on chemical additives and single cropping systems. And it's possible that U.S. agriculture may one day move in the same direction. Some researchers, at least, encouraged by Abraham, are thinking about it. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.